You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The result was negative. So Gemara rings that this lady didn't have children, then now she's going to have children. And she would have girls till now, so then we'll have boys. If she would have children, let's say every 2 or 3 years, so now we'll have every year. If they were short, now they become tall. If they were not handsome, good looking, so they become sabze and good looking. So now we see what she went through brought her lots of blessing, lots of brachot. So what happened all of a sudden? That this lady, 180 degrees, gains all this brachot. And the answer here is because she went through embarrassment. So because she went through embarrassment, so now we see she was privileged to have all this brachot. To have a child, to have a boy, to have every year. If they were short, they become tall. If they were not as good looking, now become good looking. So now here we see the privilege that to be in circumstances, that to go through the shame, more so if it's constant, like on an everyday basis, how much blessing that can bring for you. So that means people usually, they're looking for circumstances that we hear Chazak uBaruch, excellent, nobody's like you. But here we see it works the other way. I mean, Chazak uBaruch doesn't bring you anything. when they praise you, you don't get nothing. But when you is that a shame? You put in embarrassment or you put down to see how much a blessing you get. There's another beautiful point that we see here. They could have simply take this lady to Kohen Gadol with the Urim v'Tumim, then it would find out what exactly happened. Or to a Navi, take it to a prophet, right? And the benefit would be that we would not need to erase the name of Hashem. And that's a very severe, forbidden act. So if she would go to the prophet, to the Navi, then she would exactly find out what exactly took place. Sorry? No. It's not that she knows or doesn't know. The point matter here is that the status of the house became upside down with the husband. So why we don't take her to the Navi? Why? So then we don't need to erase the name of Hashem. Then wouldn't it be better?
There still would be doubt.
Who would have doubt?
The husband.
Oh, you mean the husband would not trust the Navi, the prophet? Oh, it's a Sadiq husband.
No, the lady went through the embarrassment anyway. They accused her, so she has to get something out of it. By taking her to the Navi, it's not
going to
get.
No. To be brought in the sight of the Beit HaMikdash, that's enough. No, but the question here is, we can benefit by not erasing the Nefesh Hashem. So now, here, yeah, that's very true. Because the husband at this moment even would not believe the Urim V'Tumim. Since maybe the Kohen Gadol kind of, programmed the Urim V'Tumim to flash special stones. So now here, one thing that we learn, that in any type of relationship, if there is a doubt, so that means suspicious, so that means it's not a healthy house. So now here, Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to make sure that they're in peace. There's no friction, there's no doubt. So that means if a minute doubt that God forbid is created, so then everything's paralyzed. So Ribbono Shel Olam arranged such a procedure that even his name should be erased. Why? Because it would be flawless, that it would not think twice. So now here, there's a very powerful message that we see the sense of having doubt is a very destructive type of mentality. Especially if you have doubt about doubt about
yourself.
Doubt about yourself. That is the worst doubt that you can have. What does that mean? Wasn't to have doubt about yourself?
You don't know if you're right or wrong.
Right or wrong? Like, let's say people that get up in the morning, what kind of state are they at? Like about their day to come? You got up in the morning?
They're not certain.
Am I going to make money? My wife is going to be nice to me. You have many, many doubts.
I don't have to worry about that.
Is that a shim soon? So, you're full of doubts. What's going to be? What's going to happen? I'm going to get calls. I'm going to sell. We have tons of doubts. Tons of doubts. So here we see, as Rambam brings, we don't have miracles in the Torah Tana Olusha. This is the only process that we see that all of a sudden, it's an unbelievable thing that takes place. But why? Because Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us, when you create doubt in your system, you're done. You're gone. Yetzer hara got you. So that means you should understand that he must and he has an obligation to recharge himself on a daily basis, that Chas v'Shalom would not cause that we have any doubt about what Hashem is going to bring about. So that means you have to be so positive, you have to be so sure, so chazak, so strong. Happened to be a teacher, asked the students, past 10 years, the greatest invention that took place, what has it been? And let me ask this question right now. What do you think was the past 10 years, the greatest invention that took place, what it has been? What?
Electric cars.
Electric cars? Cars. Cars. Electric cars. Okay, what else? We can think of anything that past 10 years? Beautiful, beautiful. Chazaka Baruch. What else? Cars, we have cars, cell phone. What else? We can't think of anything? One of the students raised his hand and said, the greatest invention that took place past 10 years, it's me. I mean, he was very anav. He was very anav. But here, it's a very, very powerful message that if you don't have enough self-confidence that you're the greatest thing, so then you're in a big trouble. You know, people, like let's say, for example, what kind of car? Toyota is good? Toyota. So now when one goes to the dealer, what type of Toyotas are there?
Many.
Now, out of the many, like the same model, like one model, how many versions does it have? Different, no? Like the dashboard is wood, like the tires are this. It's the same, it's the same model, right? So what's the difference between one and the other one?
The accessories.
So that means it's upgraded or, yeah. See, the problem that maybe all of us we have is that we never think there's a better accessories in us. You hear me? See, the same way that the Toyota, you say it's a Toyota, whatever XL, whatever model it is, but he tells you, no, I can give you a better one. Better one. It's a nice dashboard. You have skin seats or whatever, right? Yeah. So there's a better one. There's a better one. So now, you never think there's a better me. This is not what I am. What do you mean this is not you? But you have a better accessories. But you never think about this. Why? Because you have so much doubt in yourself that you never think I can be better than I am at this moment. And that's, unfortunately, such a destructive attitude that Chazal Shalom could shatter you. Why? Because you created that in your system. This is what I am. I cannot be better. This is going to be. Man, what is it to do? Why should I even try? This is what it is. This is what it is. And this is not true at all. And that's what the powerful message is all about. That Ibn Sholam wanted to make sure that the doubt to be erased. Has to be erased. Because if you don't erase the doubt, then you're going to go to running to many, 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 many disastrous things. Why? Because you have to believe with the greatest invention. And you have a better accessories that you never even thought about. And your task here is you have to bring it out. You have to bring it out. And don't be satisfied with whatever you are at this moment. You listening? You cannot be saying, this is what I am, this is what I can do, that's how it is. No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. You have to believe, no, there's a better me that is hidden, I never took it out. And your task is you have to take it out. You have to believe that, no, what is this? Always complain, never smile. They're always tired. with the car that they don't work and the car that they, you know, they're done and didn't work. Where do they take him?
Junkyard.
That's it.
Have you junk car?
How can you? How can you be satisfied with yourself? How can you be happy with yourself? Huh? And that's the unbelievable, powerful message that you have to always remind yourself that there is a better version of me. There is. And Chas v'Shalom, you should not be satisfied with yourself. You know, say, this is what I am. That's what I can do. You know, especially at this moment, in such a circumstances, what do you expect from me? No, it's all excuses. It's also Mubajam and Bi'asas. It doesn't make sense at all. And it's meaningless. Meaningless. And you have to make yourself believe that I'm the greatest version, I'm the greatest invention that has happened, ever been from the 6 days after creation.
Me.
Who else? And you have to be so proud of yourself that Baruch Hashem, we every day, and you're called Beni Beforim. Explain. Hashem is like,
it's a special place to get is a good service. the
best service that you can receive is you yourself. You have to make sure. You give yourself a right maintenance. That's your task. That's your duty. Nobody else can do it. Nobody else can do it for you. You're the only one that you can give yourself the best maintenance. You're listening? You're the only one. You're the only one. Nobody else. Don't expect. I don't know. I want to say please, this and that. Don't expect. He, she, this. No. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way at all. You're the only one that must give yourself the best maintenance. And you have to bring the best version and the start out of yourself with all the accessories. That's the responsibility that you have. Hashem is like, without a shame.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.